I think the food on the ISS is pretty good, but I tell you what, after several months up here, I am a little bored with it. My favorite foods, I'd have to say, are the strawberries that are actually rehydrated and cookies. Over. Actually, I haven't really experienced cabin fever, maybe because we got to go on a spacewalk, but I haven't asked the Russians if they had a phrase for this, but they don't seem to be experiencing it either. Over. Well, when I was very young, I saw the first astronauts on TV as they walked on the moon, and I think that had a big effect on me. As I was growing up, I never had the opportunity to meet any astronauts, so I didn't have any that influenced me until I actually started working at NASA, and there are a number of very impressive astronauts there. One of my favorites is John Young. Over. We could, if we had to in an emergency, perform surgery on the station. But if it were anything very serious, we would probably just get into our Soyuz and do an emergency descent to the ground and try and get our crewmate to hospital as quickly as possible. Over. Well, the system has very many automated aspects to it. So if we did lose power, if we lost the solar arrays for some reason, and we couldn't collect any additional power, our systems would do what's called a load shed and decrease all the unnecessary electrical power loads that we could in order to increase the amount of time. We have many redundant batteries because we have some on the Russian segment and on the U.S. segment, so it's unlikely that we would lose solar panels in such a way to lose all power all at once. Over. This is NA1SS. How do you read?